San Houston, how do you read me now?
Roger, Jack, read you loud and clear. I guess we switched antennas and we lost comm just about the time you said 1800 scattered, over.
Oh, all right, we'll go through that again. Your forecast weather for the landing area is 1800 scattered, 10,000 broken, and high broken. The winds will be 120 at 15, 5-foot seas, and there's scattered showers in the area, which means, however, that it's less than 10% of the area's got showers. And the recovery people were conducting a simulation in your landing area this morning. There's a stationary front in the landing area, however, it's relatively weak, as you can tell from the weather. And we'll continue updating you on the weather periodically. We also have some morning news here if you want to listen to it.
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, Apollo 10 morning newscast from Manned Spacecraft Center and Public Affairs Office. Everybody's really raving about your latest television pictures. They say the television pictures of the moon beamed to Earth from Apollo 10 shortly after TEI are being described as the most spectacular of the mission. Because of the early morning schedule for much of the U.S., the transmission is being replayed at various hours throughout the day. However, the consensus of opinion here is the same as yours. Utterly fantastic. Aside from the Apollo 10 news, here is a summary of other news highlights and a look at sports. President Nixon took time off from his busy schedule to enjoy a band concert on the White House lawn yesterday with Soviet Ambassador Dobrynin. Music was provided by the University of Minnesota Concert Band that had just returned from a concert tour of the Soviet Union. Dobrynin was so pleased with the concert that he suggested that the tuba player be named Secretary of State. Both Dobrynin and President Nixon were observed tapping their toes and clapping hands as the band played Minnesota Hats Off to Thee. Another historic voyage was scheduled to begin today from the coast of Morocco. Norwegian adventurer Thor Heyerdahl was scheduled to leave the North African coast for an ocean voyage to the Caribbean islands. Remember, he's the guy who had the crewman aboard that had three wives, the last one costing the outrageous sum of $60. Anyway, Heyerdahl and his crew of six are sailing in an exact copy of an ancient Egyptian sailing vessel. The boat is made of papyrus reeds. The U.S. Senate is expected to give quick confirmation of Judge Warren Burger as the new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice designate Burger is reported to be a law and order type judge. The city of Houston is without a symphony orchestra. Musicians rejected a three-year contract proposal yesterday. Andre Previn also conducted his last concert with the orchestra. Former Governor John Connally told graduating students of the University of St. Thomas that despite the problems within the United States, our country is the greatest organized society this world has ever known. Connally received an honorary doctorate at the school's commencement exercises. Here's a look at sports. The Astros shut out the New York Mets last night by a score of 7-0. A crowd of almost 11,000 saw Tom Griffin pitch a five-hit shutout, striking out 13 batters. The Cubs' Ken Holtzman shut out San Diego 6-0. It was Philadelphia 6, Atlanta 2. The Cubs now lead their division by 5 games, while Houston is 9 games out of first place in the Western Division of the National League. One of these days, Oklahoma will have a baseball team. The weather is good for time trials at the Indianapolis Speedway. Weather is good for time trials at the Indianapolis Speedway today. A.J. Foyt and Roger McCluskey are expected to battle it out for the pole position. In previous runs around the track, Foyt has done over 172 miles an hour, and McCluskey over 170 miles per hour. Mario Andretti smashed into a wall yesterday and totaled his Lotus Ford, but was not seriously injured. He came back to drive a test lap in his backup car at the speed of 169 miles an hour. Foyt will try to win an unprecedented fourth Indy 500 race. All Augie Herforth is reported to have resigned his post as Assistant Athletic Director at Rice University. Athletic Director Bo Hagen is expected to make the announcement today and appoint a successor to Herforth. Pete Brown shot a 66 to take the halfway lead in the Atlanta Classic Golf Tournament. After 36 holes, Brown has a card of 135, and the big name golfers are all down in the pack, 3 to 6 strokes off the pace. Boxer George Foreman has signed up a manager and will make his professional boxing debut in Madison Square Garden in June. The 1968 Olympic champ is, according to his new manager, Houston's first heavyweight champion of the world. The Dallas Cowboys yesterday announced that reserve quarterback Jerry Romney has been traded to the Cleveland Browns. In return, the Browns will get an undisclosed 1969 draft choice. The Cowboys will still have Don Meredith and Craig Morton, in addition to Roger Staubach, the former Navy great who joins the team this fall. And a final note, preparations are being made for a hero's welcome for the Apollo 10 crew at Pago Pago. Governor Owen Aspinall says he will personally supervise the welcoming. Over. Maybe there'll be dancing girls there, but now you know. And by the way, the unemployed local philosopher now says that.
If he wants to go to the special effort.
Yeah, I thought you might change your mind. By the way, the unemployed local philosopher now says that due to your efforts, color television is now on its way back. Just come as you are, Tom.
Hey. Okay. Hey, Jack, you got our AstroCast today?
Stand by. We'll see if we can get him. TV lines will be ready from Goldstone at 146.47. 40 more minutes. Speaking of the microphone, I didn't catch that.